Hey everyone, in this chapter I sit down with Kofi. Enjoyable and fun conversation. I hope you see a new side to her. And if you want to see the video version, you can find it on my YouTube channel. Enjoy.
Hi.
Hi, listen.
So we'll start with Michaela Simpson.
Yes.
Or Kofi.
Michaela Simpson.
I like that. So I like to start with this question because I feel it's a very normal question, very basic default. Everybody says it, but I don't think we sit down to really ask it properly. So the first question is, truthfully, honestly, how are you really doing?
I'm actually doing pretty well at the moment. Thank you for asking. Obviously, I'm here in Dubai with my team. My mom, we're here for a show. We've been seeing a lot of success and blessings recently, and we are very happy to be here, and I'm very content with where I'm at and looking forward to the future.
Is that a generic answer or it's the actual answer?
It's the actual answer.
Good.
It's the actual answer.
So, Kofi, I know the answer, but I'd like the people to know, why did they call you Kofi as a nickname?
When I was in seventh grade, I just went to high school. For many people who may not know, Jamaica is very hot. So in around September, like right after summer, it's pretty boiling. Mm. But that's when school starts. So I went to seventh grade. I wasn't allowed to drink coffee back at home, you know, because of house rules. Mom thinking I'm too young. So I got the chance. I saw the coffee on the menu at school in the cafeteria. I was like, this is my chance. So I bought a cup of coffee and it was really hot. And everybody was drinking soda juice. And one of my classmates decided that she was going to call me Kofi, and the name literally just stuck throughout high school, since seventh grade going up.
Do you like it?
I do. Actually, I've always liked it.
Why is it with a K?
I changed it to a K when I started doing music because there's a K in my name, Michaela. Mm. So I didn't want it to be like a typical Kofi. It would be very hard to identify myself, like especially on a global market.
Yeah.
So
from a very young age, you wanted to stand out and have your own unique touch.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, so what does music mean to you?
Music is life to me. I feel like ever since I was born, like, music has always been around me. I was raised in the church, and it was very, like, the Seventh-day Adventist Church has always been a very musical denomination. So you go, you learn harmonies, you learn how to actually properly sing, like how to play different instruments, and it was always a part of me. When I started going to school, like I joined the choir and stuff and started learning how to perform with other people, like in front of the rest of the school or like audiences. And as I got older, I got closer to reggae music, which really inspired me to start writing music for myself based on just playing the guitar and playing songs, you know, by Protégé and Chronics, and just feeling like, wow, this is something that I feel like could be for me. I feel like I can make it my own and make something of it.
And you are.
Sorry?
You are.
I am. Thank you. Thank you.
First steps, but good steps.
Thank you.
I was talking to the team, Mark here also, and he gave me some insight. And then I watched some videos and I saw a video by Taylor Swift. Mm. And she was talking about, I really love that she supported all these young artists in the video. Like, she recognized by name. She made sure, she made a point when she was on stage to recognize these female powerhouses or upcoming artists, that to give credit to them and not feel like insecure by giving credit. No, she felt like, I want to support.
True.
And then I saw that you were the youngest reggae artist to be awarded a Grammy, correct?
True.
And I know Billie Eilish is a very young one to get an album or artist of the year. Yeah. So you, Billie Eilish, Taylor Swift, all started getting these recognitions extremely early.
True.
And she talked about women empowerment, and I saw a bit of interviews about you, so I did some homework. And I noticed that you talked a lot about impact, about a message, about adding value, not only likes and engagement. So in a male-dominant industry, which is music, which is obvious,
true,
how important do you think it is for real recognizing real women, recognizing women, and utilizing music? Why did I ask you the music question? Because it's a means. It's a means of taking a message in a very beautiful way, making somebody happy, making somebody think, right? So how important is it, what Taylor said, how you conduct your music, and these young artists that you're coming up and taking it responsibly?
I feel like every one is given a responsibility in their lives, or like everyone is given like a measure, like a purpose, or some even purposes. And it's very vital to come to realize what that purpose is and actually take full responsibility of it and do what you're supposed to do with the existence here on earth. And for me, that's music. And I feel like that's why I said music is life. Music is something that's a part of me, like it's always been. It's not something that I do just commercially or something that I do just to get recognition or to go to certain places or make money. So music being true to me, I'm responsible for taking music as my, not weight, but my responsibility, doing it positively, doing it in a way that can impact the world beautifully and that can make a better future and also like relieve people, help people to feel happy, you know, enlighten certain situations, or shed light on certain situations, and just try to make the most impact with my time here on earth, because I feel like that's what we're here for as humans, to kind of just make an impact. So once you find what your route is that you're supposed to take, then you will know like what you're supposed to do, and you're supposed to just like own it and just do your best with the time you have here and your talent.
You know, I think, Mikhail, it's interesting that you think like that at this age. Like, I'll give you credit for that.
Thank
I'll give credit to your mom.
Thank you.
Also, because I think that comes from a young age to feel that way. But I think it's also important because we live in a time where so many artists are silly. They have no meaning. They'll put two words that rhyme with a nice beat.
True.
Has no meaning.
True.
You watch it, you dance along for 2 days, and then you get bored. And you feel you're so popular, you're so big, you're so powerful. And you have a beautiful weapon that speaks a universal language. But you're not even bothering to think, I'm responsible. Whether you post on social media, you can post a selfie eating cookies and having fun, sure.
Mm.
But you also have to use it, right?
True.
So for all the other upcoming artists that look up to you, or people who are doing their YouTube covers, or trying to enjoy music, or it's their hobby, or they're trying to practice, like what is your message in a time that most people think, I just need to put a nice rhyme and it will be trending and it will disappear. And you see a lot of those. Rather than not think what you just said, not think, I need money, I need the recognition, I need, you know, attention. No, I need the message. But most people don't do what you do.
True.
So what's your message for these upcoming ones that look at you?
I definitely think that, as I said, it's vital to stay true to your purpose, because everything else is somewhat unsustainable. So the trends and the hype and the buzz and the silliness is like it doesn't really last for much long. So especially like in this age, I would say it's the social media age. There was a time when social media never existed. There was a time when it wasn't as prominent as it is now. And I think there will be a time when people will eventually whether get over it or it will like evolve into something different, and maybe the way things are now, it won't be afterwards. So the whole thing of trending and stuff like that, if you really invest your time in that now, I think like in a short time, it won't have paid off for you. You will see that you squandered that time and you should have maybe done something to uplift yourself, to build yourself. It's about making sure that you are where you are supposed to be mentally and spiritually, so that you can last for the long run and so that you can withstand the race of life, I would say.
Yeah.
So if you focus on like short-term things, then later on you'll find yourself in trouble.
That's a good point. How was your childhood?
It was pretty good, I would say.
Yeah?
It was fair, I would say. It wasn't perfect, but my mommy, she never allowed me to like suffer or to face anything that was very undesirable or anything like that. So she was very protective of me. So I think that has a huge impact on how I see the world today.
And your relationship with your parents?
Yeah, well, my relationship with my mom is very good. My relationship with my dad, not as good, but we aren't on bad terms.
We aren't.
Yeah. I wasn't raised with him. But
so civil.
It's civil.
Hi, yeah. Dad, how are you?
For sure.
That kind of thing.
Yes.
It's interesting because usually the daughters would look at the father and the sons would look to the mother, usually.
Yeah,
of course, sometimes
it
changes.
Sometimes, that's true.
If I stop at your mother, and it seems like your mother is a very strong force, instilled a lot of values in you. How would you describe that woman?
She's a very strong woman. She's very wise, I would say. She's protective. she tries to look ahead. So she tries to really look out for me, tell me what she thinks about like what I'm doing at the moment, where I'm about to go, or where I'm about to be headed. And she tries to guide me as much as she possibly can and be involved in my life, support me. She's very supportive. She's a comfort for me. I can always turn to my mom like after a long day or after a long run, like a long tour or something like that. I can always call her. She's always there and she's always in my corner. She's a very sweet lady.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Would you say you're an expressive person or not?
I can be. I think it depends. When it comes to music, I really do try to get as much out as possible. But yeah. Typically, I wouldn't really say. Like, I wouldn't.
Okay, let's make this interesting. Since Michaela's not that expressive, but she's more artistic, right? If, and hopefully your mom watches this because she's a big fan of yours. What are things that you feel that you need to tell your mom that maybe you don't tell her every day?
Every day? Well, I always tell her I love her, but I wanted to know I'm very proud of her. She's been doing a really good job. Like, it's been a rapid journey for me. So I started at 17. I just turned 20 like 3 days ago. So
happy birthday.
Thank you so much. But it's been very rapid for me. So she's been a really strong support and she's been like having to learn new things and having to like adjust to my new environment and my new situations and me as a person, as a girl. So she's been doing really well at that. And I really appreciate her because she's, you know, focusing on everything else that's going on in her life and also mastering this journey along with me. So I'm really proud of her for that.
You use the word blessing a lot.
Yeah.
Why?
I really feel like this is all a blessing. It didn't come from anything that I really like created or like sat down and said, okay, this is going to be the course of my life. This is what's going to happen. I feel like everything happened not by chance, but by blessing. And it's for me to take that and make it into more than a blessing.
Hmm. Has it been too much? Too much attention, too quick, too much power, too much spotlight?
Not really. I've actually learned how to gauge it somewhat in the, like, since I've started. I'm still learning, you know, like how I will continue in the future, because I know changes need to be made, you know. I have to interact with people and stuff, so I have to find a balance like between my personal life and my work life somehow in order to stay sane, I guess. But I've been managing pretty well so far, especially with the help of my mom. So
So you'd say you have a good support system?
Yes, I would say.
It's important, right?
It is.
I think so. You seem like you have a very, like, considering your age, you're sitting down like you're, I don't know, super mature, like easy. Yeah. We say in Arabic, like you have your weight.
Oh, thank you.
You know, some people are very like flimsy and like maybe childish.
Okay.
But there are certain people when they sit down, they're stable. You feel inside their brain, it's like very, very relaxed and, you know, calm.
Thank you.
And it's interesting. Like, I wonder, are your siblings the same or you're this way? How did you come up to be like this?
My siblings were all adults when I was born. So I was actually raised somewhat like as an only child. I was the only child in the house with my mom. But I think just being so close to my mom, emulating her and being inspired by basically her every move kind of taught me a lot of maturity. She's had to be strong over the years and be mature, like super mature over different things, and just like be a toe of strength for me as well. So I learned a lot from just observing her, and I think that's where I get most of my traits from.
So you think you've been quite stable with all these changes? Are you sticking to your values, or it's so tempting to get addicted to the attention and the power and the likes, and you'd go back home and somebody would be like, Michaela, you were different before, now you've changed. And that's a very typical thing to hear, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I haven't heard that yet, so I think that's good for me. It is my aim to keep it humble and to keep it simple and to stay focused on what I'm supposed to stay focused on and to stay true to my roots and true to myself. So I always try to put a lot of energy into that. I was raised in the church, as I said, so I try to read my Bible like every day and try to kind of remind myself what I was raised on, because I feel like everything that I was raised on is like what brought me to this point now. So it only makes sense to continue to rely on everything that has brought me here.
I like that. What are you afraid of?
want to say nothing, but it's like, I don't know if that's realistic, but there isn't anything that I can think of that scares me.
Not even snakes?
Not really. I feel like every time I think of something that may scare me, I find a way to overcome it mentally. Nice. So until I actually face that thing and I'm like, then I can't.
It's so funny because when I ask this question, people see it differently. Some people will say, I'm afraid of failure. I'm afraid of not reaching my potential. And then somebody's like, sharks. You're like, so each human sees it very differently.
That's,
you know?
True. That's true. That's
okay,
true.
We have a nice a twist question to play with. So if I came to you and I said, listen, here's enough money for 500 years. You have too much. You have a lot of money. But there's one condition, that you have to choose a job.
Choose a job?
Yeah. What job would it be?
That would be a musician.
You stick to it?
Yeah, I would stick to it.
Good.
I would stick to it.
Good. And this is a very important question for a lot of even young people, because a lot of them grow up thinking, oh, I should be a lawyer or a doctor because it makes good money. And the moment you take away money as a need,
yeah,
and you ask them, what do you really want to do if money wasn't the issue?
Yeah.
They're like, yeah, I want to draw or I want to, you know, train horses.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, you see, maybe that's what you should be doing because it makes you happy.
Yeah.
Okay. Best moment in your life so far?
I drifted last night.
Ooh.
Yeah, Danny took me drifting and helped me. And then like...
When I
was holding the wheel on my own and it was just going on, I was like, wow, this is it.
Nice. Bro, best moment.
Yeah.
Nice. Worst moment.
Worst moment. It's a bit of a... I want to say that my worst moment was probably... not being accepted into sixth form, because I remember it being a very disappointing moment for me. So I was in high school. I finished 5 years of high school, graduated 11th grade. In Jamaica, or most Caribbean countries, there's an extra 2 years that's added to your high school, or an extra 2 years that you can attend your high school for to do like a pre-college. So instead of going straight to university, you can do a program called sixth form that kind of gives you the basics of university. And that's basically the aim of most like ambitious students in the Caribbean. So when I finished high school, I applied for my sixth form at my school and actually didn't get accepted. And I think that was one of the most disappointing moments for me, like in my life. But it turned out to be really good because I feel like if I was accepted, I would be able to do music.
Different truth, yeah.
So
exactly.
Yeah.
Any regrets?
I wouldn't say.
Okay. I want to share a cool story.
Yeah, please.
Where's my iPhone? The big one. So this is literally... I'm a huge advocate of law of attraction. Like, I really believe in life there are not many maybe coincidences,
that's
but
true.
Things attract things.
True.
Right? And this happened actually 2 weeks ago. So I liked your song... I'm going to tell you the story before I ask you my last question.
All right.
So, I liked your song Toast. Mm-hmm. I love the beat. I didn't know who sings it or anything. I'm like, I like this song. So, I went on YouTube and, no, it's not that song. And I went on YouTube and then I'm like, I see this random Jamaican group of friends who dance on your song. And I'll show you the video. And then I send it to a friend of mine who teaches dancing. I'm like, I want to learn this choreography. So I'm going to show you this. I don't know if it's a specific Jamaican dance or whatnot. But wait, where is it? Yeah, here we go. So, it's so cool.
Yeah, I know this video.
You know this video?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm learning this. So it's me, my white blonde brother, and a dance instructor.
Yes, I think they created this dance.
They created
it. Yeah,
so we're doing most of this, but our own version.
Yeah.
And I love that he has a cup of tea with him and it's so chill.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's a Jamaican dance or whatnot.
Hey, well, Jamaicans, we create dances like every day. Like
that's
it's
so
a huge
cool.
part of our culture, a part of our music scene. So
yeah, I loved it. So we did one training. I think we have rhythm.
Ah, that's good.
And now we need one more.
That's good.
And then we're going to put it on Instagram.
Perfect.
Like a really cool
tag
one.
Me.
I will.
Thank you.
So my last question is a signature question.
Yeah.
Let's make it two questions before I go to the signature. So what would you say, as Michaela, makes you feel seen in this world, visible and valuable?
As Michaela?
Yeah. What gives you that satisfaction? When you do this, you feel, I am being of value. I am somebody.
When my life or actions can impact somebody in a way that they can say, you know, you really uplifted me in this moment, or I feel like you said something to me at this time that really meant a lot, or when you gave me that thing that time, you know, it made my heart, you know, smile or something. Like, I like to make people feel good. I feel like that's a huge part of my purpose here. Mm-hmm. I feel like not a lot of people take that responsibility. And if I do it and do it on a wide scale, especially through music, yeah, the possibilities are endless and the positivity is endless.
Yeah, there's a ripple effect.
Exactly.
Okay, so now we come to the final one.
Sure.
Coffee in one word. No cheating.
Coffee? I feel like I have to give that word a definition because there's no other word that can describe me.
So you'd say coffee in one word is coffee?
Yeah. But I have
Should
to follow up with that with the what you call it, the definition, you know, so. Because that's my trick to getting you to allow me to use more words. Mm-hmm. Just by saying coffee. Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding, but I don't know, I can't think of a...
What's the first word that comes to mind when you think of the artist? Let's be specific, the artist, coffee.
The artist, coffee. Yeah. I don't know, like, whenever I say, like, coffee, especially when I'm writing, I would say, like, hot.
Hot.
So, in different ways. I don't know if that
it
makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Everybody can see it the way they want to see it.
You get me, so.
Okay, then.
It's a bit corny, so I wanted find, like, a better word. But.
No, I don't think any answer is corny.
Respect.
So, the other side of it is Michaela in one word.
Simple.
Oh, that was quick.
Yeah, I think I'm a very simple person.
I like it. Thank you.
Blessings, respect.
Thank you very much.
Pleasure.